Darn it.
What? Uh-oh.
I want to pan that camera.
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask. It seemed like you were comfy with the shot. Do it now, buddy.
Up top, I've got to say, welcome back to another episode of The Wanger Show.
Another one.
This is episode 359.
359, you say?
Yeah.
Absol?
Absol.
Absol.
It's like a kitty cat, a big cat.
That's like a cat with some style, you know?
Yeah.
Like it knows what it wants to be.
Unlike most cats.
It was just unnecessary. It was a low blow, and you knew what you were doing when you said it.
And I still said
it's
it.
Not cool.
I stand by it.
Okay.
I think cats are the end of the world.
It's really extreme. But my cat did puke in her food bowl today.
And
I was like, message received.
Okay, well, but they ate it back up.
No. Oh. They left there to make a statement because cats are intelligent creatures.
Mm. Maybe too intelligent?
Yeah.
Okay.
See, I almost said, unlike dogs who are dumb, but I was like, that'd be a low blow. I'm not going to do that.
I mean,
because I'm respectful of my co-host.
It'd be fair
to
say that, but like, they're still the dominant species.
Yeah.
They are.
Are they, though?
Yeah.
You ever gotten a cat claw to the jugular?
Let's do a poll. You want to do a poll? Cats
I thought
or dogs?
You were going to say, let's slit our throats right now.
Let's give it a shot.
Let's compare throat slashes
let's
and see
it.
Which one kills us first.
Let's
okay?
not do that, but instead, let's all hit the like button. Let's all comment on this video.
Do it.
The topic of this episode.
Let's all pan the
episode,
shot to the left.
Yeah, I'm going
to
do that right now. Is the apes movies. Which one's your favorite? How big of a fan you thought of these movies are you? All those things. What do you think about the new Golem movie? Cody, what are your thoughts?
I don't know when that's taking place. Most of my Gollum knowledge is limited to The Hobbit and that time period. Although the little flashback at the beginning of Return of the King is pretty great, too. So I don't know when this is supposed to happen. Is this post-Hobbit? Is this like, does Gollum have the ring again? Because last time I checked, he was pissed at Bilbo for taking the ring. And then it happens later. You know, I don't know much about Lord of the Rings lore. Lore of the Rings. You get that, Christian? You see what I did there? Oh, sorry about that. You're talking about your favorite apes earlier. And I was wondering, were you talking about the movies or like the actual apes?
Can you name any of the characters?
I'm a big fan of Maurice. Yep, Maurice is a smart motherfucker.
Run.
Yeah.
I wanted to play a game. This is a fun segment every week where I wanted to try to do something fun on the show and I just didn't do it. I had two games in mind.
I have half a game later.
Okay.
Yeah, kind of one, but not one that I wanted to actually flesh out and make it good.
Okay.
So we'll see.
Because I'm a big fan of these apes movies as well. Okay. I've seen literally every single one, even the old ones.
Favorite ape, though?
Koba.
Okay. Okay. You go for the murderous psychopath as opposed to the smart intellectual Maurice.
It's like, you know how people say the Sith or the Empire are their favorite because they love that stuff and they don't realize. You know what that's inspired by, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure. That's a little harsh, but still. Like, recognize.
I just like the cool red lightsabers, man. I don't know.
You know what that... Anyways, yeah. I'm not gonna even start.
Okay.
But one game I was going to have you guess all the movies based off of a line or just one word.
Ooh, okay.
And not just the three...
I can't even name all of them off the top of my head.
So can you?
I don't think I can.
How many do you think... There are.
We doing this now? Okay.
Name as many as you can.
We got the four recent ones. We've got...
What are they, though?
We got Rise of Dawn. We got...
Say them all.
Rise of the Planet of
no,
the Apes. Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. War for the Planet of the Apes. We got Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
We had the Burton one, which is just Planet of the Apes.
Okay.
Saw that movie in theaters, by the way.
I did, too.
Man, what a time. There's the original.
I'm glad you saved the original for the sixth one.
That's fair. That's fair. You should call me out on that. There's a Conquest of the Planet of the Apes.
There you go. Okay.
Is there a Beneath the Planet of
There's
the Apes?
There's a Beneath. That's the second movie.
Okay.
You got...
Is there a Return to the Planet of the Apes?
No. That was a working script, I think, after the final movie had come out for the longest time.
Man, I was on a heater.
Yeah. I think you've got one more.
I think okay. Is there a...
You said Beneath... Conquest, and then the original.
Okay, there's no Return to... Escape from?
There is Escape.
I am on fire.
Escape.
Slowdown, baby.
Planet of the Apes, Beneath. Oh, there's one more. There's one more. Yeah.
The last Planet of the Apes.
No. You got Conquest, Escape, Beneath, the original. Yeah, there's one more.
Trek through Planet of the Apes.
No, although... No. There's not a Star. No, there is a Star Trek crossover. There's like a comic book.
Well, son of a bitch.
Where, yeah, I think there's a comic book where like the Star Trek, the Enterprise goes to that planet and fixes the original ship that crash landed in on the planet, and then had, and then that, because in the third movie, I think Escape from the Planet of the Apes, it's like a fish out of water movie where three apes time travel to modern day Earth, which was like the 1970s.
I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah, but it's actually pretty fun. Yeah, okay. Yeah. But I think you're missing the last one.
A Nightmare on Planet of the Apes.
Oh, okay. After
that would have been a fun crossover. We're gonna Freddy Krueger haunting apes' dreams.
Yeah, yeah. An ape Krueger.
Yeah, there we go.
Gorilla Krueger. I don't know.
What's the last one then? What did I miss?
Battle.
Oh, duh. That makes sense. Son of a bitch. Sorry. Thank you, guys.
You know, as you do. Yeah. 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 That's a, well, so it was
I'm proud
be
of
that.
Myself. I got a pretty good amount there.
It was going to be that, or
what do you
like
mean it was going to be that. We did it. It was fun.
No. I meant like I was going to have you try to guess what. Like I was going to pull a specific line.
Oh yeah. No, I would have done terrible.
The clever that. Thing I would have done was going to be take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty human.
That's from the Burton one.
Yeah. It's an inverse of it. Not a good movie, but
don't they do a Rodney King line in that one too? Don't they do the "Can't we all just get along"?
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Was it? Yeah, I think so.
I'm pretty sure it was Giamatti that says it. I want to say.
Oh yes, yeah, you're right. Yeah. Anyway. There's a lot of like, there's some strange subtext in the original films that's very dated, like some racial stuff. Like they meant good intentions, but.
Okay.
You're saying all this stuff while you have people like you have white people dressed up in monkey costumes acting like animals the whole time. So there's some, you know, it's like they meant well, but obviously it's a little dated. Do you know who worked on the original script?
I am loving that you're just you have all this knowledge here now. This is great.
I love this franchise because this was a franchise before Star Wars was. Like this is a huge franchise. These movies made fucking bank back in the day.
Who wrote the original script or worked
I think
it
was
on it.
He was a co-writer. Yeah. I don't know
so
if
what
he
year
was
this like 72, 73.
The original came out in 68, so this would have been in the 60s.
Sideways. Okay.
Who was big in the 60s?
Fucking Kubrick?
In terms of
Orson Welles.
You're getting closer. Think television.
Rod Serling?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Because I don't remember cuz the whole movie is very Twilight Zone-y. Especially the ending. Because I think a couple of episodes that he had written were very much like people go to a planet and it turns out to be something. So I think like that was sort of mirrored. Although the movie is based off of a French novel, but I don't know the exact details on that. I'm not caught up on my French.
I do want to get back into the Twilight Zone because I remember watching them pretty good amount when I was a kid. Just having them be on TV, just kind of having them on in the background and watching that shit at my grandma's house.
Yeah, I never got too into it. I've seen the classics, a handful of, you know.
Yeah.
And I've seen the anthology movie, which kind of spooked me. But, I never got too much into it. I was too busy watching the Planet of the Apes movies.
Did you watch, like, all 9 or 10 of them this weekend or something?
Most of the time. I didn't go back and watch. After seeing Kingdom, I wanted to go back and watch. Because I watched Rise, Dawn, and War like maybe a month ago.
I caught a little bit of War. War was on TV the other day.
Oh, it's so good.
It's that Matt Reeves, man.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Good
it's
Lord.
It's it, they're quite good films.
Yeah.
But I watched the original Planet of the Apes like earlier this week. Then I watched Tim Burton. I watched those back. I did like a double feature on those two. I've seen Beneath, Escape. I've seen Battle Conquest, but I didn't feel like revisiting them. But after Kingdom, I was like, I kind of want to revisit. Because have you seen any of those sequels?
No. The old ones? No, I haven't.
Fucking nuts.
Yeah.
It is the quintessential, like, you want a sequel? What do we do? I don't know. Let's have...
Let's go Beneath.
Let's go have Conquest. Human mutants live underneath the ground worshiping a warhead.
Sure, why not?
Okay. Yeah, so that was this. So the obviously the original.
I guess the question now with this newer franchise, are they going to go toward that direction eventually?
It's so strange because the original film, the crew that flies to the Planet of the Apes, which spoiler alert, ends up being Earth, just way in the future. But that movie, the timeline, it takes place in 3,120 something. Whereas Rise, Dawn, and War all take place in the span of like 20, 25 years or something like that.
2010s to 2030s or something.
Yeah, something like that. Kingdom takes place, they don't specify. They say many generations later. But I always had read up that it was like 300 years in the future. So even still, if it took place in like 23-something, they're still like shy 800 years of catching up to the original film. So I'd be curious to see if they're eventually going to catch up to like the original films.
Didn't they say they had a nine movie arc or something like that?
So then they would have, fucking nine? So then
there was like a quote going around where like the producers were saying like if we're able to, we'd love to do like nine movies.
I mean, after seeing Kingdom, I'd be fucking down.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. I haven't seen the new one, by the way. It's not obvious.
I was looking forward to it because I like these movies. You know, I had a little bit of that hesitance because, you know, it's not the same crew. I mean, I think it was Weta. It's probably still Weta that still worked on it and everything. But, you know, I've seen the first Maze Runner. I think
you got to watch the other ones.
Are they good?
That's a good trilogy, man.
Is it?
West Ball's my boy. Okay. Oh, yeah, that guy went...
Okay. I mean,
That first Maze Runner, like, because it came out during the time when, like... It was, like, all the post-apocalyptic, like, young adult adaptations going on, right? So there was The Hunger Games, there was Divergent, there was, like, I'm Number Four, what were, like, all the...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The Host and all that stuff.
Yeah.
All that was kind of, like, around. I felt like that one really stood out, and I was like, this has some fucking style to it. Like, I was really excited when he got announced for this. Like, all right, cool, he's out of the... He did his trilogy. He's doing on the new thing. I was excited to see what he did. So
yeah, I remember. I think I saw him either at like WonderCon or Comic Con talking about one of the films, like one of the sequels.
Yeah.
The one thing that he said that I really liked, he's like, "No, we're making three movies. We're not doing this split into two bullshit. We're just going to do three movies." Like, okay, I like that. You say that now, but no, they ended up doing three. But he did a fucking phenomenal job. Yeah. Like Kingdom. Beyond expect, like, blew me out of the water of how fucking good it is.
Wow.
Like, and it's a perfect sequel to do it because they're very aware of how good those original three films, not original, but, you know, the newer three films were. They didn't want to touch that. So they were very smart to make this movie take place hundreds of years later. There are connective tissues and there are definite references and callbacks, but, you know, it's not like,
there's no zombie Koba walking around.
No. There's no, I'm trying to think of Caesar's son, Cornelius, I think. Or no. I don't remember what
it's a hell of a name, by the way. Cornelius.
Yeah, I think it's Cornelius.
That sounds right.
Be wrong.
Yeah.
Regardless, it's not like Koba's, or fucking Caesar's son, you know, taking on a new adventure or something like that. They're doing their own thing. They set up some really, really cool stuff. So, I think the thing that I'm most excited to see for future movies is that they sort of do like an inverse of the three movies, the way that this movie plays out. So there's some like really cool, interesting things that they can eventually do. And then, if they do a full a nine picture thing, I can see the last trilogy taking place. Like I don't think they touch the original. I think they literally, I think the very last thing is
the Statue of Liberty falling.
I mean, it'd be cool to see the Statue of Liberty blow up at some point, you know? But I think no matter where this thing ends, it should end with the spaceship crashing on the planet or, you know, you see this the sparkle or something. The original Planet of the Apes movie is like a perfect film. It's like a perfect science fiction movie. Obviously, it's very, very old, but for what it was trying to do and all that stuff, like, it's great. Don't touch it. We don't need to do it again. There are so many stories they can tell within all that. But characters, the effects at first, I was like, is this better? I can't tell. And then, I don't know, maybe just me getting used to some of this stuff because it's like, very ape heavy and they're talking more than they ever have because you know they've fully developed and I also love they fucking just take their time. It's a long movie. It's a very long
that's
movie.
Part of the reason why I didn't see it. Once again, I'm tired of falling asleep at movies. So I'm
smart.
Like it was like 9:30 and I'm like I don't think I'm gonna be able to make it, so I'm like I'll wait for a 7 o'clock show whenever I can do it.
I mean, I think there are some parts where I can kind of feel its length, but I also loved like the first 30 minutes you're just like being in this world with and part of their like this clan, because they're like, it's cool, they're a clan of apes clan.
No, just kidding. Go on.
You.
See what I'm doing? All right.
No, yeah, they're a clan that like trains eagles and shit. I don't know what they do with the eagles, but it's just
it's just a cool shot with a bird on his arm.
Yeah, okay? It looks really cool. Yeah. And yeah, all the performances are really great. Our boy Kevin Durant, fucking crushing it.
Yeah,
Proximus Caesar. He's great. There's a character named Raka who's also an orangutan. You got to have one orangutan per trilogy.
Smart fucking orangutan.
And yeah, he plays like a sort of like he was like a religious. Or, you know, he's like a follower of Caesar's teachings, basically. Okay. And I think one of the cool things that this movie does is how people or how the apes perceived information, because you have someone who knows Caesar's teaching. And obviously we know Caesar's teaching because of the last three films. And what this orangutan is saying is correct. But then when we meet the main villain, he starts spouting stuff of
they're
what
they're perverting the message, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. So like. So one ape could say apes together strong means one thing, but to another one, it could mean something completely different and use it for power and other things. And so it's a really cool thing how they play with that. And there's some stuff with like the human character that they play around with as well that it was like genuinely pretty surprising and really great action, subtle too, not like crazy over the top or anything like that. It was like very reserved. And yeah, like just a fucking really good time. There's some good comedy bits. The acting, just overall, the main guy, Owen Teague?
What is he from?
The only thing that I know he's from, he was one of the bullies from It. He was Patrick Hawksetter.
In the first one?
Yeah, he was the guy that had, like, the pepper spray.
Oh, shit, really?
So random. Yeah, I know.
In, like, the sewer?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I think he came back in the second one as, like, a zombie.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So, yeah, he plays Noah, the main ape.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's just, like, him... The orangutan character and then the human character, like, they go on this, like, road trip to, you know, for the main story or whatever until they get to this main location. Yeah, a couple surprises here and there. Cool little callbacks. And it's a damn good movie. I'm stoked. I hope the titles get longer.
Remember when, like, the original... I keep saying original. When Rise of the Planet of the Apes?
Yeah.
Like, when that was announced, it was supposed to just be Rise of the Apes. And then I remember because... Then they changed it to Rise of the Planet of the Apes. And I don't forget this shit, Internet. Everyone made fun of it, saying it was called Rise of the Planet of the Apes. That's stupid. Not realizing they were just following tradition of the previous sequels and shit. So, yeah, I just like that everyone's on board with it now, even though they're full shit 13 years ago.
I think as good as the title, well, I think they're too long. I think they're absurd. But I do love that they're embracing it at this point. They're like, it's part of the gimmick. I guess I'd rather that than just like Planet of the Apes 2, 3, you know. Surprised there hasn't been a return of the Planet of the Apes yet, but like I said earlier, there was a script in the works. And I think there was like either a television show or like an animated series called Return of the Planet of the Apes or some shit like that. Okay. They had fucking action figures for this thing back in the day, man. This was before Star Wars too, like merchandising huge. What was I gonna say? Oh, but I do think the Circus Trilogy, that's what we'll call it. We'll call it the Circus Trilogy or the Caesar Trilogy.
Caesar makes more sense. Caesar. Circus sounds like it's at a carnival. And I'm like, hold on now.
There's a carnival in this movie. Oh. There's not, no. In Caesar Trilogy, those titles are also kind of like, I think you could switch them around easily. Like, I think Dawn could be the first one. Rise can be... War can be the second one because there's technically more of a war in that one. And then, or even Dawn can be the last. You know what I mean? Like, I think they're very interchangeable.
I guess. It's just tough because, like, they spend the whole second one saying war is coming, you know?
That's true.
Even though Caesar does have the lines, man, it's already here.
And there's there is a war in Warfleet, but it's like, it's
a prison movie. Like, it's a.
Well, the first movie's a prison movie, too.
I guess towards the end,
No, most of it.
What do you mean?
Like, in Rise?
Yeah.
Yeah, when he attacks the neighbor and he gets thrown into that,
which is toward like the second half end, right?
That's also like war though. Like both of those movies, like
it's almost like
around the halfway
nice
point.
Poetry there. See what they're
you
doing.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, no. That's one of my favorite parts about war is that they have this giant spectacle, the two factions of humans fighting each other, and it's literally just background. Okay. Like you never focus on it, and I think that's so fucking cool. Like the whole time this war is going on, Caesar's going up to Woody Harrelson, be like, "Ah, you stupid, you stupid." But yeah, no, it's a good movie. I think I would. At the time of this recording, it's my favorite. No, I would put this probably above Rise. I think.
Yeah, that seems to be the consensus where it's like it's Dawn and War up top, but
I go back and forth.
A lot of people
have
Rise above this one too, but
If someone said to me Rise, like either way, one being like if you're ranking them out of just those four, like both very very good movies, they go back and forth for me. I think some stuff in Rise, like the human characters, aren't my like favorite.
It's so fat. That movie's just so fascinating because like it feels so like slick and like very of its time in a weird way. It doesn't. But I don't want to like shit on it because it's a good movie.
It's a very good
like,
movie.
It's weird. It feels so different.
And they're also
the other ones.
Like it's crazy when you watch Rise and Dawn back to back because the jump in technology is fucking out of control.
You mean like the CGI? And,
yeah.
Oh yeah.
Because like Caesar's CG in Rise is like not great. There are certain shots.
That's pretty good.
You go back and rewatch.
Oh, but maybe I did. Did
you?
No. Oh. What if I did? It'd be crazy if I did though.
Maybe stupid. It looks good, but when you compare like that first shot of Dawn, they're just showing the fuck off.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, what the fuck happened in 4 years, whatever, however long, because I was 11 and then 14?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good job, buddy. 18. That might have been the first movie we saw together.
Dawn?
I wanna say. Okay, that was summer of 2014.
2014,
we're coming up on our 10 years. I mean, you've been there, I guess, before I did, so you already had your 10 years. But from when I joined Schmoes in that world,
so
it was a decade.
Like our 10-year friendship.
Yeah. We should go do something.
We should go to that Starbucks in Corona where we first met.
That was in fucking Yorba Linda, I think.
You're right. Right, off the Imperial. 90 or the 91?
Yeah. Yeah, let's go do that.
We'll go see him. There's a Regal over there, right?
I think it shut down.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of sad now.
That's funny.
Yeah, look at that, 10 years.
Wow, look at us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, this might have been the first movie we saw together. I'm trying to think if there's anything before that. I don't think so, because that was
When would we have met?
June. May or June.
Let's see.
In 2014. I think Edge of Tomorrow just came out, but that was...
And were we just like, hey, you want to go see a movie together?
No, we were just... It was after the show, and we saw Dawn.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. June. Yeah, the Captain America came out that year.
I don't know if we brought Ace. No, who did we bring with us?
Godzilla.
Right, JT, and I think it was Alex as well.
2014 was a fucking good year. Hold on.
Yeah.
They had Paranormal Activity, The Marked Ones in January, which, underrated, in my opinion. Lone Survivor. Oh, that was expanded. The Nut Job. Favorite.
Okay.
The Lego Movie came out in 2014.
They had two. There were two Lord Miller joints back to back. They had 22 Jump Street like a month later too.
Oh fuck!
That was the spring of Lord and Miller.
Winter's Tale.
Yeah.
Anchorman 2. Oh, that's a re-release. That's weird. Let me see. Hold on. Then in March,
Winter Soldier. You said that right?
Yeah. Winter Soldier was in April. Draft Day. That was not bad. The Quiet Ones? Oh, no. I was thinking Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Right.
Chef the following week. And then Neighbors in that same weekend. Godzilla the weekend after. Godzilla came out the same weekend as Million Dollar Arm.
as we all know.
Yes. But then...
Everyone looks back at the box office titans of Godzilla versus Million Dollar Arm. Was that the John Hamm one?
Yeah. With...
I couldn't remember if that was...
Is that Clint Eastwood?
No, Clint. That's what I was confusing with.
Okay.
That was Trouble with the Curve.
Trouble with the Curve.
That was the Amy Adams, Justin Timberlake baseball
movie. Million
Dollar
Arm is like a Disney movie, right?
Yeah. Where he
I like that movie.
Yeah, and he scouts, I think.
In 2014 was fucking stacked. We had Amazing Spider-Man 2. The next weekend was Chef, Legends of Oz. Oh, that's a re-release. But it was also Neighbors. Then Godzilla, May 16th. May 23rd, X-Men Days of Future Past. Was that 2014?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I should rewatch the movie. The movie's fire. What's your favorite movie of all time?
Jurassic Park and Collateral.
Directed that?
Just kidding. Spielberg and Michael Mann. What are they doing?
Right. Okay. June 6th, Edge of Tomorrow. June 13th, 22 Jump Street, the same time as
now we're getting
How to Train Your Dragon 2.
Okay.
Then a week after that, Jersey Boys. I actually didn't mind that.
Jersey Boys, we saw it together.
Yes.
I actually saw that live. I saw Jersey Boys in actual performance of it. Yeah.
Okay. I like the movie. I didn't think it was
my theater class in college.
Transformers Age of Extinction. I remember going to a screening for that one.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
You didn't see that one with me. July, might have been July 11th, Dawn of Planet of the Apes. It might have been that one.
There it is.
I never saw
the Universal City Walk thing or whatever the...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember fun times we have together. It doesn't seem like you do.
Yeah, I don't remember that at all.
That was the night. You'll remember this now. We had, I forget his last name, Alex, with us. And I was driving that
shit.
Night. I was driving that
yes.
night.
Yes.
And you said, yeah, we'll take you, we'll go watch a movie together, and we'll give you a ride back.
And then very far.
It was in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
It was ended up being like a 3-hour trek for me to get home.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, I do remember that now. Alex Welch.
Holy
shit.
We saw Dawn of the Planet of the Apes together.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at us.
I'm glad we took that 5-minute tangent to solve that. But I'm glad that we also learned that 2014 was a great year.
It's a good year for movies.
I think Guardians came out that year, too.
That was like the weekend after, I think, Dawn.
Yeah.
Holy shit. It's funny, too, because in all those movies, thank you, all those movies had parentheses in 3D. That was still in that era.
Right, yeah.
I remember 2011 was huge on the post-conversion of movies.
It was right after Avatar, and they're, rushing to get all the shit ready.
Yeah.
But Hollywood is wild, man.
Hollywood is wild. So go see those Apes movie. But I do have, I realized something from watching Kingdom this weekend, that I have a new goal, a new dream in my life.
What's that, buddy?
I want to be an ape in one of these movies one day.
I see it.
I still have.
I can see it.
Why?
Because you just have that vibe. You
okay.
know? You're just right. Yeah.
Because I'm a big dumb ape?
No. No.
What kind of monkey?
You come off as powerful and charismatic. Saved it. See? And dumb. Oh, shit.
If this guy were in an ape world, they'd spare him.
I'd be getting chased down by everybody.
You'd be serving people drinks. Beaten. You'd be like a dog to them.
I'd be their bitch.
There is an ape movie. It's either Escape or Conquest. Might be Battle. I don't know. They all confuse me now. Where the movie starts off and all cats and dogs have died. And apes...
They killed off the poor cats and dogs?
I think they just died via disease or something. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. They just went extinct, and then...
what if the cats and dogs started talking, though, just like the apes?
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
But in their place, the apes become cats and dogs. They're literally, walking them around on leashes and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I would be? I'd be fucking Malfoy in Rise of the Apes. That's who I look like. That's not great.
You just be a prick.
Yeah,
in a
horrible
fucking
person.
Oh, my God.
Beating animals. Anyway, your dream is to become one of these apes. I'm happy for you realizing this. Is there anything that kind of spurned it on, or you just had an awakening?
I think, it'd be cool. I don't want to be like a main character. Mm-hmm. I just want to be standing in the background, and I want to go to ape school. They go to ape school for these things?
They have an ape school.
Oh, yeah, they go to ape school. All the main actors went to ape school. I think Andy
Where
Serkis.
Where is this? Do they have university system, state college? What's going on here? Community college, ape school?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Okay.
I don't think it's as
okay.
highly sophisticated as the In-N-Out school.
Sure.
You know,
okay.
Where you're learning how to chop potatoes.
Yeah.
It's probably in their Weta facility or some shit. Cause I think even Andy Serkis came and taught them how to be an ape for a week or something like that. But I think they went to ape school for 3 weeks or something like that. Just
That'd be
prepared.
A cool degree to have. Be like, hey, I'm going to go away for three weeks. I'm going to learn how to be an ape.
It's cool.
It only gets me one specific job. But, it'd be cool to have.
Well, there are so many, famous actors now that have done ape. The guy who played the chimp in Nope. He was a motion capture actor. And I think he was either in Rise or at least one of them. And he's done stuff in the past before. I think he literally was Kong in Kong Skull Island, maybe. I just want to do it in background, one movie, you know, just, you know,
that was my follow-up.
Or
I
can also have a voice.
Yeah.
Cody.
Cause not bad. Yeah. You gotta make it seem like it's straining you to speak English. Yeah.
I think that's what I watched a few interviews and the guy, Owen Teague, he said, I found the voice where it's you constantly have an itch in your throat and you talk like this. Or something. I don't
know.
Whatever.
Okay.
I haven't perfected the voice yet.
Sure, sure.
But or I can go the bad ape route.
What's the bad ape route?
Ooh. Why so small? Bad Ape from War from the Planet.
What's
of the
he
Apes.
Say when he cuts the fucking hole? Tunnel or some shit? I don't know what he fucking.
I love. He has the binoculars on. Yeah. He's like, oh! So small. Then he flips it around. He's like, oh.
Tell me, Steve Zahn returns for Kingdom?
No.
Yeah, I'd imagine if it's
nobody
later,
returns.
Makes me sad.
Oh. I will say there's one part where I'm like, ooh, that got me excited very early on, that I wasn't expecting. But aside, from, yeah, there's no returning. Yeah. No returning folks.
Charlton Heston shows up.
Charlton Heston actually
directed the movie.
I think he's dead, but yeah. He was in Planet of the Apes, the Tim Burton remake.
Okay.
He played Tim Roth's father, like, on his deathbed.
That's right.
Yeah.
He's like, break it! And he, like, breaks the fucking vase.
It's the gun or whatever.
Yeah,
that one was actually a kind of a cool scene because, like, I think he's, like, delivering lines that's, like, complete opposite to his character from the first movie, you know? Yeah. So it's like, you know.
They tried.
The makeup's really good.
They tried with it. It looks like a movie.
Yeah.
I remember, it, like, the production design being really good on it.
Like, it's Rick Baker
who
did all the makeup, which it's like, if someone's going to do it of this time, it's especially at that time in the early 2000s, Rick Baker was the dude.
Yeah.
Because the original guy, what the hell was his name? The Argo guy?
Ben Affleck?
No, the guy who did
Scoot McNairy.
The makeup, motherfucker.
By the way, Scoot McNairy, top five name in Hollywood, by the way.
Oh, that's a great name.
Yeah. Scoot.
Remember... I want to see if you remember this.
Ken's joke on the news?
No.
Oh, because that's one of my, I think it was from 2014 as well. When he's doing the, I think he casted, it was the news on Scoot being cast in BVS. And he's like, for those of you who don't know, Scoot McNairy was a shortstop for the St. Louis Cardinals in 1933 or something like that. It was such a good joke. Anyway, go on.
That's great. No, I was going to say, do you remember when the leaked photos of him came
out?
Yes,
and he had his green socks.
And everyone's like, he's the Flash! You guys are so stupid.
There's got to be a segment we can do where we look back on horribly wrong speculation. Like when people were like convinced it was one thing and it ended up being horribly wrong.
This can be a show.
Yeah.
Oh, I think that's
good. We can make that a series.
Pilot this as a series.
Yeah.
That's a fucking
just
good
bad
show.
Speculation or something like that. Like we got to think of a title. Oh, we got to workshop it. Nobody steal that.
No, we're going to do that ourselves.
Yeah.
It's right here.
I'm saying nobody steal it, please.
No,
need the IP.
Yeah, we can have...
We got to... Look, we're going to have to hire a crack research team because, I don't want to go back and watch 2014 videos of Beyond the Trailer and John Campia and everybody. Like, it's a lot of shit we got to go back and watch to do this.
Yeah. I mean, we don't have to, like, show clips or anything, but we can just say, like, this is what everyone thought at
the time.
I
think for historical context, we might have to show people. Some of this might be footage of ourselves as well.
It would be kind of fun just to see how silly people look.
Yeah.
Okay. Trying to think of other ones that everyone kind of speculated, like...
I mean, Snoke. You can do a whole fucking... you can do a Snoke, a summer of Snoke series.
Snoke is Plagueis. Snoke is Plagueis. Or who's the fucking... The red villain that everybody wanted in all these Marvel movies?
Red Skull?
No. There's another one.
Red Hulk.
What's the villain's name, damn it?
I've given you two red villains from the Marvel world.
I think he's red. I could be wrong.
Okay.
He could be
Is the word red in his name?
No.
Okay, then I can't help you here.
Marvel.
That's the extent of my knowledge.
Red villain. Fucking the first. Marvel red color. Oh, that's what.
You want like the shade of red in the Marvel logo?
Of course the Red Skull.
Is it Scarlet? What is it?
No, hold on. Besides Red Skull, motherfucker.
Did you put that in Google?
Yeah, I should. That's not
Mephisto.
Red Skull. Yes.
Thank you,
Mephisto,
Kyle.
Thank you, Kyle.
Yeah,
everyone.
Oh, WandaVision would be a wild episode. Yeah. Yeah, the whole WandaVision saga. People
everyone
speculating
thought,
on that. Yeah.
There's a bunch of stuff.
That's crazy. Fun. You can do Rey's parentage.
Yep.
That could be a whole fucking thing. We got something here, buddy. Got something.
Red villain, Mephisto.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
there's a delay.
Okay, stop, Kyle.
Yeah. Kyle, you don't need to keep saying that it was Mephisto. We get it.
Okay. Yeah, that could be fun. I like it.
Cool.
I like it. Cool. Greenlit. But yeah.
I have a question, though.
Go ahead.
Were you furious at the TikToker who interviewed the guy at the Apes premiere, Christian?
Oh, my God. See, this is the problem. This is the problem with the newer generation. It's just they don't have respect.
So what was going on there? He just he was pulling a prank on the actor?
I've seen him just scrolling on TikTok.
You can say you follow him and say that you're a fan.
I don't follow anybody. That's not true. You can look at who we follow. There's some people on there that I was like randomly following. I was like... Cody, is this you?
You know why? Because when someone sends you a link, they trick you into saying, like, do you just want to watch on TikTok or watch and follow? Be careful when someone sends you a TikTok.
Fucking
because,
Amber,
yeah.
She sends me so much stuff. Mm-hmm. And they're always cute dogs.
Gotta vet that shit.
All right. Yeah. But I've seen him. I think he also does stuff like on the street. Okay. And the whole bit, if you don't know what we're talking about, this TikToker goes up to people and be like, so what do you think about him? And then the person's
he
like,
literally mumbles like that to try to get them to say what. That's, like, that's
like,
the joke.
Yeah. And the person's like, I'm sorry, what was that? Yeah. And so he did this at a red carpet for Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. And apparently this is a big no-no. This is very unprofessional.
Yeah, people are furious about this. Film Twitter was very upset.
Were they?
It's the decay of film journalism.
Like, they were very mad about this?
It was kind of trending for a little bit.
Jeez.
Yeah, it was.
I feel like that's something that we would have done at Collider Live and would have been the funniest thing ever.
That's a good point.
What I mean?
Yeah.
And people would have been fine with that.
It was also fascinating because I went to the guy's actual video on TikTok, mm-hmm. and the response there versus the response on Twitter was incredibly different.
People on
like,
TikTok,
oh my God, they're like, oh, hilarious, the guy played it off so well.
It's
like,
a funny bit, and yeah, I think people looking into it too much, like...
I get it if you're like an actor, and like, let's say you're not in the mood to be like...
Sure.
Randomly, like, not picked on is the wrong term, but like, if this gets, you know, thrown at you like that,
yeah.
like, and you're not in the best mood, you're like, what the fuck is this? Like, it's my first movie, and, you know, I totally get
sure.
that perspective of it.
Right.
But
also... I've seen that video, and it looks like, I could be wrong about this. I mean, if we're looking into this video, because like, clearly the actor was very upset. I don't
well,
know.
You played it off pretty well.
Sure. But you can see people in the background laughing. And I got to imagine that those are his reps. And they probably knew about this ahead of time.
Maybe.
I don't know. I'll give the benefit of the doubt. Red carpets are different. Because at junkets, sometimes they want to know ahead of time. It's kind of... It depends on what it is. But for red carpet, sometimes people are just there.
Yeah.
But if, like, his reps knew this guy, he's like, oh, I've seen this guy. He mumbles on TikTok. This actor.
Could be funny.
This
can
could be
viral.
Really funny.
Yeah.
Because they're, like, laughing in the background, you know. But, you know, if that happened to us, I would have been fucking dying. I would have been laughing.
I would have been confused.
Yeah.
I probably would have been awkward about it, but I wouldn't have been, like, upset. So,
I think
no,
the
never
other,
let me interview that guy again.
I think the other thing, too, is, like, I think we're... Unfortunately, maybe, we're at an age where there are so many outlets that host these, like, sort of interviews, and they just ask the same questions over and over.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like doing
plenty
something...
Plenty of great interviewers and journalists
course,
out there.
Yeah.
We're not shitting on the profession there.
No,
but
not at all. But
a lot
but
of people who are asking the same thing.
I think from a studio perspective, they are looking like this guy has a lot of followers on TikTok. So that's
it's not someone who's just going to ask, hey, what Marvel character do you want to play?
Sure.
You know?
And there's always going to be room for that. But, you know, you bring on these TikTokers. I've seen that discourse a lot of just bringing TikTokers to, like, premieres or junkets even. You know, and it's just
and if
like,
it's like taking the space of other journalists, I get why like they'd
that
be,
can be
upset
frustrating.
And bitter about it. Totally get it.
But you know, you can't blame the TikToker for that. You know what I mean?
I mean,
you can blame China, I guess. Maybe I don't know. Maybe we should. Maybe if the app gets banned, then
any update on that? They're suing the government, right? Aren't
yeah,
they?
But yeah. It's not for like I think the TikTok company has a year or something
got
like that. You
okay.
know, close to a year to sell. But yeah, I think they're gonna sue them back. I don't know how that's gonna end up being. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's also like it's also movies too.
It's all very
like,
silly.
You know, it's okay. like it's I get it, people take it very serious. You know, and I work in the business and I enjoy it, but I also recognize like there are, you know, bigger things out there. You know, so I don't know. I don't really have an opinion on it.
Seems like we had a pretty strong one there. That we brought
I don't know. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's
everyone just calm down. That's the theme of this message here.
That's why I'm glad. Like, I didn't see anything on film Twitter about it.
Oh yeah,
I don't see much on Twitter anymore.
The problem is, every time I boot it up, it defaults to the For You thing. So like, I get all this shit recommended to me, and I keep seeing all this, and I'm like, God damn it.
I think I like booted up.
You booted it.
Well, you said booted up too, didn't you?
I don't know.
I think you did.
That's a common phrase I use.
Boomer?
Yeah.
I booted up
I
the
dialed
internet.
Up to Twitter the other day. And.
But yeah, no, yeah. I can't remember. I think I looked on Twitter last week. I don't remember what I saw. I just saw the Mr.
Okay.
Beast video up top.
No,
just,
of course.
I always
see
that Mr.
See
Beast
it. Was
video.
He smiling or not smiling in his thumbnail?
He's always smiling. Yeah. He's always.
I'm sorry, mouth open or mouth closed is what I meant.
I think it's like.
Yeah.
And then it's like, today we're going to bomb a boat or something like that.
Today we're going to bomb a boat.
I think that was his most recent video.
Oh, no.
It's like it, because it's always like, if you can protect this thing, you get to keep it.
And the hell is going on?
Yeah,
okay.
He was like a yacht, and then he did one with like, hey, if you can prevent this Lamborghini getting blown up by these cannonballs, then you get to keep it. And I'm like, I know that movies probably waste a lot of materials, but I got to imagine there's some kind of recyclage system into that. Meanwhile, this guy is like giving some random person his credit card to buy a bunch of beds and
yeah,
tanks. I don't fucking know. It's crazy. I don't know.
Remember a couple of years ago, I think Eric brought up Mr. Beast and none of us knew who he was.
No.
I was kind of proud of us for like not knowing, like being yeah. that in tune with like the most popular fucking YouTuber.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I know now. I mean, I'm hip. Okay. Ask me about anything. I probably know most of okay. the YouTubers.
Okay.
Who you want to know about?
I don't know any.
What's
Philip DeFranco still making stuff?
He is. I actually kind of
talking about the things he loves today.
I kind of watch him. First, I don't know why I keep watching him because he's just like, what are your thoughts on this? I want to know your thoughts, motherfucker. No, I don't know. Not that. But
he never really does have a thought, huh? He just kind of like presents the facts.
I think that's his whole like thing. Mm-hmm. And it's very jarring when he does have an opinion.
Okay.
Because, like, yeah, like, once in a while he'll have an opinion. It's mostly, like, if he tells a story about, or he talks about a story about, like, someone who's just a giant piece of shit, you know? So.
Gotcha.
But,
speaking of giant pieces of shit, I was reminiscing the other day about a sketch that I wrote years ago. Do you recall Mr. Poop, the sketch that I wrote? Speaking of giant pieces of shit.
I think I do remember this, yeah.
I kind of want to, like, either do a table reading of this or just release it to the Discord, the script. Because it's fucking absurd. Do you remember this thing at all?
I remember the title. I don't remember. What year was this around?
This is probably, ooh.
Beginning of amateur films?
2019 to 2021, probably somewhere in there.
Oh, okay.
There.
Okay,
probably
so it
somewhere
was pretty,
in there.
Somewhat recent.
It was about, so it. I'll just say kind of what it was. But it was like me and you on the couch, and we were talking, and there was, one of us like went to the bathroom, but we didn't flush. And we're like, whoa, you didn't flush? What the hell? And I was like, what's wrong? And then you're like, no. And then open the door and out comes Brian in a poop costume.
Oh, yes.
And
yeah,
he has
a
Mickey Mouse voice. And like every time he steps, it like makes fart noises and shit like that. And he's like, hi, it's Mr. Poop. And it's a whole thing. And then, but the thing of the whole sketch is like midway through it, I'm like, all right, this is fucking stupid. And like it breaks the fourth wall. And then,
And
then it's revealed that you wrote the script for Mr. Poop. And then you get like all defensive because, like I said, this was a stupid sketch that we were filming. And then we all start yelling at each other, which meanwhile, Brian is still in character as Mr. Poop. And he's like, come on, guys, can't we just wipe this all away? Like making poop puns the whole time.
All the while, this is like reflecting what we were really going through.
Yes. And then at one point, like, I think you take the scissors and like you cut up the script and you're like, fine, whatever. And you chuck the fucking scissors and then it like stabs Alex. And then like Alex like dies. And I think like he dies like while also like singing, going like, something like that, because he's Alex and he sings. And then, like, the rest of the sketch is us like, trying to like report a death, and you're like, hold on, let's just finish the sketch that I worked really hard writing. And like, I don't know, I saw that on my drive the other day, and I started skimming through it. It was absurd.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, we got to make Mr. Poop.
Was there ever an email chain about that?
I think so, or a text or something.
Brian,
I might have just texted.
Brian's
it to
like,
you.
I'm not getting in a poop costume.
Nah, I don't remember. Yeah, I remember we were like, and then we laughed about it for a little bit, and then we never
COVID
filmed
happened.
It. Yeah, something like that.
Mr. Poop.
I don't know if it was an email or if it was just a fucking text, but
I see the worst script I've ever written.
That was my subject
and
line.
And then I apologize in advance.
Oh, God. How many pages is this? Tell me it's like 15. We don't have to read it tonight. Let me see. I might want to do a revision on it.
12 pages.
Hell yeah, it is. All good sketches are 12 minutes long.
At the end of the script, it says the end. I'm so sorry. It's 11 pages. It counted.
Oh, the end. I got it.
If it
we got to film that.
Tells you anything, neither Brian or I responded to it.
That makes sense. Yeah.
I remember reading it and thinking it's very funny. Yeah, I don't remember what.
Yeah.
We might have just been planning to do the.
What was the date on the email?
1/18/20.
20.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. So it was right before COVID.
So we might have been planning our, like, that witch short film that we were going to. Oh, well.
That's right. Yeah.
I don't know if we ever talked about it. It was a witch thing.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
We were going to do a witch short film and COVID stuff. Yeah. But, yeah. So that was around that time.
Okay.
Wild.
Wow. And then I just put Mr. Poop. Oh, I put me poop.
How many emails do you have with me poop?
None, but now it's just like all I see are, oh, there's your Mr. Average script. I like that one.
Oh, yeah.
I see, following that, just a bunch of quarantine, when we were calling it the quarantine files.
Oh, right, yeah.
Which, I remember we changed it to the quarantine report, but now I'm like, why did we want to call it the quarantine files? It sounds so...
Because it was like an investigative, like, journalist file.
But like
that was the whole thing.
After it being the quarantine report, it just sounds so much better.
It does.
You know, it has such a better ring to it. Yeah.
And the reason we changed it was because there's like another YouTube video that was called the quarantine files. We're like, oh shit, we got to change that.
Yeah. Brian wrote a script called Moving Day. Is that the one where the parking?
I don't remember.
Remember he had like a parking one because he's like, Cody can't park, so let's do a sketch about that.
Oh,
Jesus, Brian! This script is 15 pages long.
Tighten that up, Brian.
Wait, did you write this one?
Which one?
Moving Day? No, Brian. Mm. Yeah, this is back in August of 2020, and then the Dove commercial. I see that here in September.
That was written here on this show.
Yeah. I see Cody's bowling script. Oh, I got stuff here for Lyft.
How many emails do you have of just scripts? This point
probably a lot.
Yeah,
I mean,
probably dozens.
These are, I mean, oh, you sent me that Ted Bundy script that one time. Not that you didn't write that, but it was one that was online.
Oh,
the Wicked, something like that. Oh, now I'm in the Schmoes era.
Oh, no, hey, tickets for Dawn of the Planet of the Apes tonight at Universal City Walk. Is that the email?
Oh, the fucking Max Landis Power Rangers script. I remember having on here. Yeah, remember
Jesus.
Him? What happened to him?
Oh, man,
Loop, what's this?
That was one that me and you worked on. Remember
that
one?
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
The torture one?
Yeah. That was another one.
That one was kind of cool.
That was cool.
That was a fucking cool idea.
Yeah.
We got our web series on there.
Mm-hmm.
Not Bughouse.
Different one.
Can we just drop that? Can we drop all those? I know we had talked about that one.
You mean like releasing it? The scripts?
Yeah, the scripts.
Oh, yeah.
Or at least maybe like an outline for that.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Now I'm in a... Oh, this is terrible.
You can stop now. You can get out of your emails.
Now I'm in a phase. This is before I met you, just emailing.
Oh, no.
Like my friends about, you want to be in this thing?
Oh, boy.
Oh, I thought this episode, I had a web series that I wanted to do called Uncanny, and I thought this was the coolest episode one title name.
Yeah.
Call to the Whistleblower.
What does call to the whistleblower mean?
Like, you know. calling out a whistleblower, I guess. I don't know.
You're calling to the whistleblower.
Fade into an overhead. Oh, God, no. I definitely did not know how to write fucking script.
Was it Microsoft Word?
I think it was just Paint.
Oh,
or some shit.
Wow.
Like, it wasn't even. Yeah,
oh,
it might have been.
That's just Word. Yeah, that's beautiful. Ah, those are the days.
What the fuck was this about? Jesus Christ, which one's this? Yeah. The Million Dollar... Oh, God, no, that's an old sketch.
I don't have to go back and just traumatize stuff for you.
I am not proud of that one. I think that's still on YouTube, too. That one should be taken off. ooh, Reinventing the Monster. Which one's this? I have... I just have cast and then setting. It doesn't even say anything. This is in the script, by the way. An interrogation room with a single... table and two chairs set across from each other.
Okay. Beautiful.
Wow. All these are so old, they don't have names to them anymore.
I've really taken you down this wormhole.
Yeah.
This
good. I have an email from 2013 that's an update to something.
Mm.
I don't know what it is because no name is still loading.
Okay.
Oh, I had a poster for the Uncanny. Before I even
Not bad. Where'd you come up with that?
I think my friend Freud did that.
That's funny.
I think he did that
shit.
That's
funny. Yeah. That's not terrible.
Oh, here we go. You want to know all the... Okay, so this is a five episode.
Okay, and this is the in the world of the Call to the Whistleblower.
Yes. This was a web series that I wanted to do with all my friends. It's literally all my friends, and I had character descriptions for all of
Beautiful.
Them.
Of course
for these friends that don't act.
Of course you did.
Oh, my God.
Who probably
God.
Expressed no interest in doing this whatsoever.
Zero.
Just send it to them.
I haven't. So I had scripts for five episodes, But I have an episode list here of 8.
Okay.
And here are the titles.
Just giving yourself some wiggle room here.
Episode 1, Call to the Whistleblower.
Beautiful.
Episode 2, Master Meat Puppet.
Oh, well, that's actually kind of cute.
Okay.
I like that.
Episode 3, We're Not in Kansas Anymore.
Cliche.
I think I was very much in the Lost at this time. Fun titles or whatever. Yeah. Episode 4, Pocket Full of Posies. Okay. Episode 5, Enlightened Creativity.
The hell does that mean?
I have no idea. That just sounds boring.
Okay.
Episode 6, With One's Last Breath.
Ooh, okay. Beautiful.
Episode 7, Happy Trails. And episode 8, I kind of like this one for the finale, Let's All Hold Hands.
That's pretty good.
I kind of like that
one.
I wish I had a fucking synopsis for what this is, but it stars me as Christopher Starling. Oh, I see what I did here. I see what I did here. All these character names.
This is like Threat Level Midnight, Michael Scarn, Christopher Starling.
That's exactly what this is. All of these fucking characters, Cody, are all my friends' names with a different last name.
That's fantastic.
My friend Brian Campbell, Brian Watson. Paul Gray, Paul Nelson. Fred Salmon, Frederick Hayes.
You're always great with character names.
Jesse Powell. And then Michael Everman,
nice.
A.K.A. The Watcher. Jesus
it's uncanny,
Christ.
Man.
Dr. Charles Williams, Spencer Hartman. I always liked the name Spencer. I always wrote with a character named Spencer. Yeah. Ooh, my friend Antonio, who was a baseball player on my team, definitely not an actor.
And his name in there was Antonio Baseball.
What the fuck is this? He played a character called the Creator.
Oh, you got God up in here.
And then needs to be casted, not needs to be cast, is Calais the Creation. I don't know what the fuck.
Calais?
Calais.
Okay.
Yes.
You know how to pronounce your name.
C-O-L-L-A-I-S. Calais?
I don't even know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And then my friend Mike is Luke.
That sounds fantastic.
I think I kind of remember what this was.
You got to find the original scripts and maybe we can do like a reading.
Yeah.
Something like that one day.
I know that it involved some sort of like a time loop, time travel thing. Jesus, man.
Beautiful.
Wow. Open your email. Let's go.
I can't, man, remember my old email got hacked or whatever?
Oh,
so like all my old shit is gone. Yeah. I can't get into it. Yeah.
Maybe for the best. I wish my, could someone hack my shit?
Yeah.
Okay. I did find a plot.
Oh no.
A group of friends attempt to keep a traditional spring trip alive after the recent death of their close friend, Luke. Holy shit. Whoa.
Wait a minute.
Whoa, that's crazy.
Hold on.
This is the... By the way, this is Snake Fist Productions, by the way.
Snake Fist Productions?
I think it was a video game character.
Like Van Damme who punches the snake, right?
Oh,
who
does
punches
he?
The snake?
I think Snake Fist was from like a horror video game that my friend really liked. I didn't even really play, but they liked that name. Wow, that's... Fucking scary.
This is
that's
great.
Crazy. As the group sits well into their trip, a seemingly massive earthquake strikes their location where day suddenly becomes night and a mysterious figure begins to stalk them. At the same time, a lonely man in a house suffers the loss of his wife, is on the verge of suicide. Jesus Christ.
What does that have to do with
I don't know. Just as he's about to off himself, this is in the plot synopsis.
This is all the log line.
Yeah, this is the log line. Yeah. Just as he's about to off himself, bizarre events arise in his home to what he feels is unexplainable. As both situations become more complicated, both stories begin to intertwine into something bigger than any of them would ever imagine.
Oh, man. How could
and
they
the setting is setting is Christian's house will be the main setting for the film.
Of course.
Also, Woodlake Park, set in Whittier near Lucerna, will be pivotal setting.
Nice.
Okay.
Okay.
So I kind of made it.
Yeah.
I have the
I
whole...
like. I actually like that there's the Jesus skeleton Christ. Of Scare Tag kind of in the beginning there. That's kind of
yeah, cool. That's kind of cute.
Yeah.
Oh my god, Chrononauts, man, that was one of my favorite
that's
ones.
Right.
I remember that one. Yeah. Anyways,
yeah. What a wild,
wow.
What a wild journey that was.
Holy
huh?
shit,
man.
God, I'm so glad I never did anything with that stuff.
Yeah.
Because at that time, like
when
like,
you're 18, 19, making stuff,
oh,
it's
like,
not good. Oh, did you hear about that fucking kid who Aronofsky signed to a deal?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so he made a short film, I think his senior year of high school, I think.
I already hate him.
And it, like, it looks amazing. You can tell the kid had some money behind it, because it looks like a fucking feature
Nepo,
film or whatever.
Rich family.
I have no idea.
Is his last name Pine?
It's not. I actually don't know his last name.
I don't know why you related to Chris
Pine. It's not Chris Pine related. But, yeah, I think it got, like, a bunch of views. So, like, Aronofsky saw it, and I think they're doing, like, a feature adaptation. But, like, that just reminds me, like, even if you had something pop off at age 18.
Oh, yeah.
At age 30, you're looking back at that and hating it, right? So, like,
yeah.
This poor kid, even though, like, it, you know, popped off for him, I guarantee, like, 10 years from now, he's going to hate it. Because, like, now, like, more people are seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was another thing that fucking Twitter was recommending. But, like, people are just shitting all over this thing. And so I'm like, oh, God, this fucking kid's going to have this movie coming out with everyone with their knives out ready to fucking go. And yeah. It's like, ooh, boy.
Yeah, I mean, unless he's, like, just a fucking prodigy and he's, like, the shit, you know?
I mean, I saw
like,
the short. It was, again, very well made. Yeah. I just think, like, I can see where he, like, I think he'll eventually be a really good filmmaker. I can just see, I can understand that he's 18 making this,
yeah.
You know? So, like, I can see where, like, kind of poke holes in some
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I mean, but he's already off on the right foot by starting that young,
yeah.
You know? So, yeah, I think
he might be, like, 20, 21 now. I don't know. Okay. But, like, I know it's about, like, high school and shit like that.
The experience definitely does fucking help, like, a lot. And I think there are so many years where we talked about, even like in our earlier years, it was like, oh yeah, let's start thinking about a feature. And like, Jesus, can you
imagine?
Oh
no, I'm so glad we did. I mean, not so glad. I would like to have made stuff, but
could you imagine if we tried making it? I mean,
you
got
to know what to write about.
Yeah.
Like you got to go through life, you know?
Yeah, you do kind of have to go through. I mean,
so like, like the shit that like we're working on now, the stuff that we haven't like made, I'm talking about stuff like we're writing and developing is like so much better than the shit we were writing 10 years ago.
I think we got enough stuff just in the few years of COVID alone just for some internal struggles that I think we could probably write about.
Yeah.
Although I think we could have, I mean, we did a lot of stuff during COVID, but I also think we could have done, I think we could have done more.
Oh, yeah.
We could have done a whole movie during COVID.
Sure. Yeah.
Would it have been good? No. But we still could have done it.
I like how our, I think it was, not Brian, but like me and you, when Bo Burnham's thing came out, we're like, fuck! We're like, damn it! It's a
genius.
Good idea!
Fucking genius, man.
Shit!
Yeah. I think we were so, like, I don't regret it because all the streams that we did were super fun.
I wish we were still doing 3 a week.
Yeah,
you know?
It fueled into my drinking problem at that time, which got pretty bad. But I still had fun. The next morning wasn't fun.
Okay.
Lesson
I
learned.
Never, like, got too hammered during those days. I'm trying to remember. Oh, there was the one infamous commentary that I've mentioned before that I will never go back and listen to.
Uh-huh.
But other than that, I don't think I had too many wild times because I had a kid I had to care for in the morning.
That's also true. I did not. I was playing video games every morning, every single day.
Maybe just waking up at 6, like, forced the hangover to not come. You only get hangovers, like, when you wake up at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
You're like, fuck myself. You know?
It was mostly... No, it was the 3 nights. It was like waking up every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Like
the problem was we didn't have to drink on every show. That was that was the other thing.
I know, but it was the only way to be like, well,
how are we gonna get through this?
Yeah. But no, I don't regret it because those were so much fun. We provided so much content.
I really like I've gone back and watched some of it too frequently and like it's some of our funniest
shit.
We're so quick and like just playing off each other so well, and I was like, man, I miss that. I miss being good at this.
I think, like, a couple of months ago, I might have even texted you. I was drinking at home. I don't...
So your drinking problem never went away, is what you're saying.
No.
Even when you stopped doing the shows, you kept drinking, and you stopped recording.
It's very rare now that I'll drink when it's not a recording or something. Although, I did open this wine on, like, Thursday night last week, because I was like, why not?
Yeah.
Wine not.
Yeah.
But I think Amber was... gone for something and I was just it was me Draco on the couch and I was drinking and I just popped on our videos from COVID. I think it was one of our golf ones and I was like, man, this is so fucking funny.
Yeah.
This is some of the funniest shit that we've done. But what I was saying was I think if we weren't doing all those streams, it was either gonna be like something like that where it was constantly going or a much bigger project that we could have probably invested all of our time into. But we still did, like, Quarantine Report is one of my favorite things we've ever done.
And that took a lot of time to make.
It did take a lot of time to make. So, that was some fun shit.
Wild time.
Yeah.
Did commentaries every week.
Commentaries
every
Friday.
We tried to do a commentary last week and all hell broke loose. Should we talk about that? Should we talk about what happened last week, Christian?
Cody.
Poor Wiley. Wiley Todd has been asking us every week for a damn commentary. Rightfully so.
Yeah.
Because it's been a while and we got to get him one.
Blame the both of us, to be honest.
Oh, okay.
Because it's been so long since we've done a commentary. Even my OBS was like, oh, yeah, who dis?
Yeah.
New
even
number.
The OBS fucked up.
My
like,
OBS was
you?
Like, new number, who dis?
Yeah.
because it didn't pick up my the audio signal.
We recorded a whole commentary track last week for the movie Shrek.
A very fucking funny commentary.
It was good. And it was a great short commentary. We were thrilled for it.
An appearance by Amber.
That's right.
Remsen chimed in via text.
I wore my graduation cap.
He did. I do have it. Do I have this? I might still have a screenshot somewhere. And it just did not record any audio. I did not. Take it back. I did not record any audio.
No. It was a group. It was a group effort. Okay.
To be fair, you didn't ask me how the audio levels. You did.
Pretty
no,
sure I
you
did.
Did.
And you were like, yeah, they're looking pretty good.
Let me take that back. You did not ask me if it's recording audio.
I just said, does it sound good, I guess.
I even, like, resubscribed to Zoom for the month because
Yeah, you had to get the unlimited one to be able to actually record it virtually.
So I deserve it.
Yeah.
So we'll probably do one this week.
Yeah, we'll try to do one this week to make up for it. Stay tuned. I don't know if we're going to do Shrek again because I don't know if we can just go through that.
There were so many good bits in that one.
There were, yeah. There's some. I was going to do I had a thumbnail ready for a highlight video. Yeah.
Not my finest.
Not it's my okay. Finest. It's okay.
Hey, but how many times did that happen during COVID? None.
Not once.
Not once.
If only that's what happens when you don't record one every week. You forget how to click record.
Yes.
You know. Yeah.
I clicked record.
I'm sorry. You used to have the audio source toggled.
I didn't bother looking at the source because I was like, oh, it works in OBS, of course.
So you didn't see like the green audio level right there going?
No, it was nothing. And
wow.
I figured it out once. When did I figure it out? Oh,
it
yeah,
wasn't during the movie.
No,
we
no,
finished
no.
it and said that was great.
I like clicked on the video like I just on like the window player and it wasn't playing anything. I was like, huh, is my speakers is not playing out of the thing? And I threw it into a timeline. And sometimes, you know, when you
takes
have
a while for the audio to conform.
And I'm
and
like,
all that. Yeah.
Oh, it's just not
it's just
conforming.
Not there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that had to be rough. Yeah. I feel like I handled it pretty well. I was like, it's all good. Hey, it happens.
Yeah.
Cause I knew that probably pissed you off. You're pretty, you know, beating yourself up over
I was
it.
Bummed, you know. I didn't, like, go to sleep crying.
You didn't open up. Is that why you opened up the bottle of wine?
Mm-mm.
No, okay.
When did we do this? We did this on Wednesday last week.
Sure, that sounds right.
I opened the bottle of wine on Thursday, so
okay,
no.
Fair enough.
It was too late for that.
You got me there.
Although I think I started drinking on Thursday last week at, like, 10 o'clock at night.
Okay.
But I was social hour. But I was doing stuff.
Yeah,
so,
you know,
yeah, you know, fuck it.
Be young, have fun.
Get off my ass. Not yet. Okay. Anyways.
Stay tuned this week. We'll do another one. Maybe like Madam Web or something. We'll see.
Yeah,
we'll
that's going to be on.
We'll
yeah.
see.
Yeah.
Could be a fun time.
What else do you want to see? Do you want to see?
Let us know, Wiley.
Let us know.
Let us know, buddy.
Let us know.
Yeah.
What else? What else we got?
I watched Biosphere last night.
Oh.
Are you familiar with this?
Yeah, the Pauly Shore movie?
Nope. That's Biodome. Biosphere has
a remake.
Has Sterling K. Brown and Mark Duplass.
Oh, yes, the egg movie or whatever.
It's a sphere. They're in a sphere, Christian.
Yeah. What are eggs?
The poster is an egg. Yeah, you're right. The poster.
Yeah, yeah.
This movie's weird. Mm. I liked it a lot.
Ooh.
I think a lot of people aren't going. It's on Hulu now. Curious to hear people's thoughts because it's out there.
I feel like nobody really.
It was played at like TIFF or something, one of the festivals, and then it kind of like had a limited theatrical window, and then it was on VOD, and then now it's finally like streaming. But
nice,
I love me a good Duplass joint. So
is he just acting in? Is
he?
A he writer?
Wrote and acted in, and he produced it. It's pretty much.
Is it
it's,
his brother?
It's
one,
yeah, it's a okay. Duplass. It's part of their company, so
okay.
it's one of their
one of their.
Things. I want to say the person who directed it is their head of production or the president of the company or something like that.
Okay.
So yeah, it's very much a Duplass brothers production.
Top dog directing.
From the, yeah, for the person who actually directed it, yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. He's like, you know what? I could do this.
No, it's a woman directing it. She's the head of production at
Did I say anything about it being a man?
You said he. He said he's like, I can direct this.
Damn it, you're right.
Literally the thing you said right before I corrected you saying she was a woman.
I'm pretty sure I said they.
No.
Just to be all encompassing.
You said the word he. Yeah, that's what you said. So I had to, you know.
Roll that back.
Yeah, we can if you want. If you want to go there.
No,
yeah.
You know what? I won't. It's not a hill I'm going to die on.
I think you'll like this movie.
Okay.
Brian, who's not here, definitely will not like this movie.
I think I've come to the realization that Brian doesn't like movies.
No.
He doesn't.
I feel like he's changing in the last year. I feel like he's a movie man.
He only likes awards movies.
No.
Yes.
Did you see Apes?
No, he doesn't go to the movies. He never goes to movies. The only movies that he goes and sees are, like, the Oscar stuff.
No.
I don't think he's been... Text him right now. I guarantee he has not seen a movie this year.
All right, hold on. Give me a second.
Like, Dune, he probably has no interest. Madam Web, no. I think the only movies that he's seen are for work. Tell him, ask him...
Real quick, I said, hey, Brian, just checking in. Real quick.
Have you seen a movie in theaters this year that wasn't for work?
Okay, hold on. Have you seen a movie? Put parentheses or a film if he's one of those guys.
He is one of those guys.
Okay, let's see here. Or a film.
That's not a re-release.
This year that wasn't... Before I could even send this one, he said, is this a bit?
Wait.
Oh, God.
Oh, wait.
I sent him one that just said, hey, Brian, just checking in.
Okay. I thought he, like, saw your bubbles and he was waiting for you. All
right, hold on. I'm going to say yes, but stand by for an actual question.
Let me see. Hold on.
All right. Real quick question. Have you seen a movie or a film this year that wasn't for work?
He definitely saw Mean Girls. I know that.
In other words, do you like movies?
I think he's seen Mean Girls. He wouldn't have seen that.
Okay, here we go. Let's see what he says.
Maybe he saw Drive Away Dolls. Maybe.
Did he see, like, The Fall Guy? I can see him loving The Fall Guy.
I don't think he saw The Fall Guy. No.
I could see him fucking sitting on the couch here and raving about The Fall Guy.
I honestly think that's the only movie that he saw is Mean Girls. And I only know that because I think he mentioned that. I don't think he saw Civil War. I think he would have been like...
Ooh, okay, that's an interesting... want to bring up with him. Yeah,
maybe
because he doesn't like Alex Garland that much, right? He didn't like Annihilation. I think he likes Ex Machina.
Oh, who doesn't like Ex
Machina?
Yeah,
man, it's kind of a perfect movie.
Yeah. You know? Okay, the only movies I can see him seeing besides Mean Girls is Challengers, maybe.
Ooh, okay, so I can see him... Okay, I think 2024 Brian would love Challengers, but if that movie came out 3 years ago...
Oh, yeah, no way.
He'd be shitting all over that while we're all... Yeah. Did you ever see it, by the way?
With Challengers?
Yeah. Ah, come on, buddy.
I know. You know what's on VOD tomorrow?
What?
Godzilla.
Really? Already?
I think so, yeah. I think it's on digital. Okay.
All right. Oh, shit. It just recorded a voice memo. I don't want to play that. All right. He said, I saw Civil War in theaters.
Oh.
Really wish I stayed home for that.
I fucking told you. He doesn't fucking like movies. He doesn't.
Oh, God. I'm going to say thank you, sir. All right. Okay.
He did see Mean Girls, though, but okay. So, Civil War. Yeah.
That was good. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Brian.
Yeah.
Appreciate you.
So, he just saw Civil War. That was the one he decided to check out.
He will start watching movies around September, October.
Yeah.
Once the Oscar buzz starts happening.
Okay.
Maybe he's watching a lot of television shows. No, not even that. I don't think he likes TV either.
He's out doing things with his life. We talked about it last week. Like he's doing his thing. He's not inside watching shit. He's out there living. And I respect that. Yeah.
Gotta keep living, man.
Yeah.
Livin.
That's right.
I was gonna do the E joke, but no, in the movie he says Livin.
Yeah. Yeah. That worked out.
So there you go. Brian doesn't like movies. So put that in the time code.
Glad we can get to the bottom of that. That's good. Quick game.
Oh.
I was watching
the new Knocked Loose video.
Nope, I was watching the Angels lose to the Royals last night.
Yeah, they suck. Yeah.
And real quick, I got to pull up my page. I'm sorry. Give me a little.
Pull up your what?
My page. Oh, my page that I have here. Christian, that game was on Apple TV Plus. Are you aware of everything that's on Apple TV Plus? Are you aware that they have an expansive library of shows?
Yes.
That nobody has seen?
Like original shows.
They have a ton of content.
Yeah.
None of which I have heard of.
Okay. I've seen a few.
So I'm going to play a little game. Is this Apple TV Plus show real or not?
Oh, I
have
like
put
this.
Together a list of shows, some of which are real, some of which I made up.
Okay.
I need you to tell me whether or not these are real or not.
This is fun.
Okay?
Okay.
Here we go. I don't have a theme song for this. They're just...
Yeah, an apple.
Biting into an apple.
So or you could have done apple bottom jeans, boots with the fur. No, we're going to get flagged. We're going to get flagged for that, yeah.
This show is called... Criminal Record. Is that show real or fake?
Fuck. It sounds so generic.
Criminal Record.
Can you give me a... No, that's too much. Plot synopsis. Who's
it's a
in
detective
it?
Show.
Criminal Record.
That's about as far as I'll give you for the hints here. because I didn't.
Okay, I'm not going to look at chat.
Okay. Yeah, chat, don't cheat. No cheating from the chat here.
I haven't seen anything yet.
Okay.
Yes.
You think it's real?
Yes.
I'll tell you after. Oh, I feel like if I reveal it while we're playing, you're going to be like, oh, I just got a real one. Now it's going to be a fake one. So I'm going to try to throw you off a little bit to see how you do like towards the end of the test. Don't look at the mirror. What are you doing here? What are you doing? Fucker. All right. Little America.
Yes.
You're confident about that one. Okay. Want any other details or anything?
No. I think it's a... No, go ahead.
Home Before Dark.
No. You keeping track of...
I got you. I'm moving some things around. Suspicion.
Yes.
Okay. I really want to call one Uncanny, right? With John Christopher Starling.
Featuring Christopher Starling.
Sorry, featuring.
He would have been the James Bond of the Uncanny franchise.
Little Voices.
Yes.
You're feeling pretty confident in these, huh? Have you seen them on the page?
I'm.
Are you watching these? Are you fans of
I'm
these
trying
things?
To visual. I haven't seen anything, no. But I feel like I've some of these. This is where you're going to do your stupid fucking thing where none of these are real.
Not doing anything.
I hate you.
I told you the premise of the game.
I don't know why we've been friends for 10 years. I hate this.
Dear Edward.
No.
Ooh. Tiny World.
No.
I think I have three left.
Okay.
Constellation.
Yes. I don't think any of these are fucking shows.
Dr. Brain.
Yes, that is one show.
Oh, actually. You know Dr. Brain, do you?
Yeah, I do know that one.
Oh, okay. And finally, The Buccaneers.
No.
Okay.
Wait, hold on.
Let's see how you did.
Okay.
Christian? All of those are Apple TV Plus shows. Those are all absolutely real shows that are absolutely on Apple.
I do remember seeing Dr. Brain. I'm like, ooh, that looks kind of cool.
Yeah, these are all real. And there were damn near 100 original series when I was looking up the Wikipedia here for Apple TV Plus. There are a shit ton. I could have done more. I just ran out of time.
Holy shit.
There are so many 100? Fucking shows. Yeah.
Like, not including, like, multiple seasons. Just 100 shows.
Look at this shit. Original programming. Look at all this shit,
Holy
dude.
Holy shit.
So fucking many.
Wow.
I didn't even get the documentary. I didn't even get to Prehistoric Planet.
Okay, so I guess that makes more sense if you're counting like live action series, animated stuff, documentaries.
Yeah.
Okay.
So many shows.
Wow.
All of those are real.
I mean, of all the shows that I've seen for Apple TV, fire.
Yeah, they're all great.
All really fucking
good
shows.
I'm on the record as being
Rectum.
I'm on the record as being an Apple TV slut.
Oh, yes.
I love this shit.
Yeah.
It's great stuff. I just had no idea how
Shrinking,
much stuff there
Severance,
was.
Severance. Ted Lasso.
And that's it. That's all you got. Servant. Defending Jacob was really good. That was a Chris Evans miniseries.
Oh, yeah.
That one was good. Blackbird.
Blackbird.
That was
Blackbird's
good.
Really good.
Yeah.
Prehistoric Planet.
Yeah, obviously.
Yes. Or Dinosaurs, whichever it
people
was
love the morning show. I haven't seen the morning show. But,
yeah, I do kind of want to dabble in that. Yeah. I love the newsroom.
Yeah.
So... Give me some stuff like that.
How many seasons of Slow Horses do you think are out, Christian?
How long has Apple TV been around? Let's say 4 seasons.
3 seasons.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Wild, wild
show. There are shows like that where I'm like, whoa, there's already this many shows.
Yeah. What about Truth Be Told?
2?
It's 3 seasons.
Jeez. Wow. What's the longest running show?
I want to say it's For All Mankind has 4 seasons.
Oh, yeah. I've seen stuff for that one, too. That looks pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't see anything above 4 yet.
Okay.
But, yeah. Wild shit, man.
I think they finally started putting actual movies on there. Not like Apple TV original movies, but also just like
library. Yeah, no, they have like licensed movies that they've had. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you watching Hacks?
No, I keep fucking forgetting that's out.
You haven't seen anything yet?
No, not the new one. Yeah, I gotta do
good.
It.
I gotta watch the third episode, but it's very good. The first episodes are really, really good. Okay. I fucking just love it. It's so funny.
Yeah.
So goddamn funny. I got to catch up with that. I need to start Shogun. I think I'm going to start Gen V because I never watched it.
Brian just sent me a picture of apparently his Letterboxd. Does Brian have a Letterboxd that he's not telling me about?
Brian has a Letterboxd?
But he just sent like a ranking of some sort. What am I looking at here, Brian? Like his last... Oh, I see what happened
His
here.
Updated thing?
His watch history. Okay, so he saw the Garfield movie, apparently. Who would have thought?
Yeah, I think that was for work.
Oh, right, that was for work. Mm-hmm. Saw Roadhouse. He saw Anyone But You. Of course he did. Color Purple, Napoleon. Okay, now we're back into the 2020.
I
want to
see
now.
If he... What's his user? Does he... I bet he doesn't follow me, that jerk.
Okay. Let's see if we can all find Brian a Letterboxd here.
He wouldn't be under films. wait, how do you search for someone? Oh, yeah, here he is. Oh, wait, hold on. These are all of his movies he's featured in.
Unbelievable. I'm offended that he hasn't told us. Just him as an actor?
Yeah.
Sorry, it's clouded with our shit, Brian. Sorry about that, buddy.
Anyways. oh, but yeah, I need a... Because The Boys is coming back next month.
Right.
So I haven't seen...
Bear is coming back as well.
I think we've talked about this, but there's literally four big shows dropping in June. The Acolyte, House of the Dragon, The Bear, and The Boys.
Yeah. The Bear and The Boys.
The Bear and The Boys.
Got a nice ring to it.
I still need to watch season two of the Bear. I never watched it.
What the fuck are you doing?
I know.
Christian, you watched like 12 Planet of the Apes movies last week.
Four.
What are you doing?
A couple.
What are you doing?
Except, like, you know, when I watch TV, I have to, like, sit there and invest.
How far have you gotten? Just the first episode, I'm assuming? Have you watched any of it?
I think the first two episodes, I think, of The Bear. But at this point, I need to, like, probably rewatch the first one. Sorry, Netflix was a joke was last week, and I had to watch John Mulaney.
Yeah. Did you watch any of that? That's actually a really fun show.
Most of them were, like, okay, but the earthquake episode was fucking incredible. Killed me. Yeah, that stuff's good. But no, I need to... Okay, I'll watch Da Bear. I'm definitely going to watch Da Bear Season 2.
Yeah.
And then I want to watch Gen V before the new Boys season.
Right.
And Amber was talking about wanting to rewatch The Boys. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Hold on now.
I'm down. But I need to watch Gen V as well.
Okay.
I kind of want to rewatch House of the Dragon because I fucking love that first season. I want to...
I'm excited by the possibility of going into Season 2 not remembering anything from Season 1.
No!
I think that's a thrilling way to watch these shows, and I highly recommend it.
Yeah. Go back and rewatch.
Nah.
Every new season of Game of Thrones there were, once I finally got into it, I would go back and rewatch.
And how'd that work out for you?
I still enjoyed it, all of it, all the way through.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Okay. Fine.
So did you. You enjoyed that last season.
I liked Season 2. Maybe we want to watch the rest of the show.
And then The Acolyte. We had a new Star Wars show.
Right.
Looks pretty cool. Are people hating on this?
I have no idea.
Do people not like this?
I haven't even... I've seen, I think, the first trailer. I'll watch it.
There was a second trailer where there was, like, a guy in a mask where I was like, he looks like he has, like, a smiley face. I was like, ooh.
I didn't see that. Yeah.
I was like, this is cool.
Yeah.
And it's got fucking Trinity with a lightsaber.
That's right.
Shut the fuck up. It's going to be cool.
Yeah.
God.
Okay.
It's probably woke, though.
Who do you want me to... Okay. I was watching... I was going to do a whole bit. Damn it. On Disney Plus, there's, like, a toddler show in Star Wars. It's, like... Little Jedi adventures and shit.
Yeah.
I was going to do a whole rant about how woke it was, and I totally forgot.
This children's show is too woke. Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of children's show, the Jurassic World animated show.
Our segues are on fire today.
They're coming back. They had this fucking show, which started a year ago, had 5 seasons. Okay. Okay.
They randomly brought in robots at one point.
Yes, they're fighting robot dogs.
Okay.
Now they have a sequel series coming out.
Okay.
It's called Jurassic World Chaos Theory, which is actually a fucking pretty cool title.
Okay.
But these kids who've been on this
island... Are they still on the
island? No, they got off the island.
Okay.
Which still, these like 12-year-old kids were on this island for like 2 years after the Jurassic World incident. Now we're in this like, I just know that it's coming out.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's following like the after Fallen Kingdom where like all the dinosaurs are out in the world. I don't know. But
I'd imagine it will.
The kids are coming. I don't know what else you do.
Yeah.
We go back to the island when it explodes. I do like this idea of doing a series or movies just in and around the main events of like the original films, just being the side characters or something like that. I know one of the video games was like
that. I keep forgetting there's that new game coming out.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm so fucking stoked for that.
Which that game is kind of doing what the Jurassic Park the game kind of
thing. Where it's like another story happening simultaneously. Yeah. I don't know if the... I want to say the new game is happening just after everyone left, I want to say.
See, that's cool.
I think.
Yeah.
Like someone was just left behind, which makes total sense. They had a whole fucking staff running that shit.
Especially in the book, there were way more people on that island than just, you know, our favorites.
Oh, okay. Real quick, Brian updated his Letterboxd with what? I don't see any fucking difference. Oh, he said he saw Mean Girls. He corrected the Mean Girls. Okay, thank God.
Tell him No, you don't have to tell him.
Thank God he added that.
What's his @? Should we follow him on...
Hold on. Thank God you added Mean Girls. Appreciate that. All right, anyway.
But yeah, there's that.
Okay.
What else?
Doesn't have to be anything else. It can be. We've had a good show.
Yeah, it was pretty
good
show.
This has been a good program tonight.
This was fun.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Oh, okay. I got something.
I don't know.
Have you heard of the show? I don't know what it, I forget what it's called, but it's been on for like 45 years. It's about like doctors and nurses in a hospital.
General Hospital.
No, it's Grey's Anatomy. Oh. I was kidding. I know the name.
Okay.
Amber's been watching Grey's Anatomy for the first time.
For the first time?
For the first time in forever.
Wow.
She's never seen the show.
I've seen some episodes.
I don't know what got her like into it. I think she just randomly
She just heard Snow Patrol and was like, hell yeah, I want to get into this vibe.
Sure,
yeah.
Maybe.
It was a thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, she is on, I think she started, like, this is what she does. This is fucking crazy. She starts a show, and then she's already on, like, season 8.
I don't know.
She's on, like, season 7 right now,
I think. She moves at the pace of Jurassic World Camp Cretaceous.
Yes.
Okay.
So, I've done what I like to call over-the-shoulder watching, where, you know, if we're just chilling and she's, like, watching, I'll just sit in on whatever episode she's watching.
Yeah.
And I've watched a few of these episodes.
It's a wild show.
Cody, I don't know if anybody's ever talked about this. But if I ever went, if I knew about this hospital prior, I would have been like, take me to a different hospital. These people are too fucking emotional.
these doctors people are out here fucking each other
intertwined,
the whole time. Yeah.
Very inappropriate, by the way. Very inappropriate. Yeah. They're too emotional. There's always bad. Someone's always got to die. I know it's a hospital.
Yeah,
I
sure.
know.
Yeah.
But like, there's bombs
Doesn't
going
seem
off.
Like they save a lot of lives there. Yeah.
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 It's just like I thought of a sketch of, this has to have been done, like an SNL sketch of just like someone coming in to, like, the hospital in Seattle, whatever it's called, and be like, oh, God, no. And then, because it's, like, every fucking doctor, there's always a story arc with one patient. It's, like, there's a good one and there's a bad one. One arc is, like, this person who has to go through this horrible surgery, they survive, another one just dies. There's always someone that dies, and they have an emotional connection. I'm like, no doctor.
And there's some mid-2000s alternative song playing in the background. Yeah, welling up.
For the stuff that I've seen, very ahead of its time of like queer relationships and like diversity and stuff. Like for a show that started in like I think like early 2000s or something like that. They're on their like 20th fucking season, I think, right now. Like so ahead of its time. But so that I was like, oh, good on you. I forget the creator. She's like a famous person. She's
Shonda Rhimes.
Yes. She's done like a bunch of fucking shows. So, yeah, I just thought...
I love the idea of us, like, coming up with an idea to do a sketch on Grey's Anatomy in 2024.
20 years later.
Like, guys, have you seen this?
I didn't look it up, but there has to have been. I'm sure Ellen... What's her name? Ellen Pompeo?
Yeah.
Which...
She just left the show, I think, by
the
way.
No, she's still... Just recently?
Just recently, I think.
Keep your voice down. Amber don't want to...
Meredith Grey is leaving Grey's Anatomy, I believe. Yeah.
What's it called? Anatomy?
I don't know. Fucking know. We're going to find
out. What are you going to do?
We're going to fucking find out.
Yeah, like, I was doing, like, a bunch of research on it, just, like, looking up, like, if an episode I was watching with her was just kind of boring me, I was just, like, looking up the cast. I'm like, oh, fuck, like, half of these characters that are, like, I'm kind of interested, they all just leave.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so many people.
Some of them die in horrible ways. One guy gets hit by a bus.
Oh, yeah, she passed that.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't want to say anything because I saw that. I was like, oh, no, that's her name.
Got it.
But, yeah, I read one. This is... No, it might be too tabloidy, but I'll tell you afterwards. Yep. There's a story that was in Ellen Pompeo's Wikipedia, just called the Denzel Washington incident. It's nothing like too crazy, but I was like, what the fuck?
Okay.
So look into it. But randomly on Disney Plus, instead of watching all these really great shows, I put on Daredevil just in the background.
Real quick, Grey's Anatomy consultant Arcadio Castellanos chimes in here, says, Ellen Pompeo is still a recurring guest star in the show. She's just no longer a regular, and she still does the narration.
Oh, see?
Thank you for clarifying,
fucking idiot.
Arcadio. We
fucking
needed,
moron.
We need to know that.
Don't speak on shit you don't know, dude.
You're right. I was uninformed, and I shouldn't have spoken as if I was.
That's another funny thing, too. Every time she ends one of those episodes with these monologues, it's like...
Everything's an essay.
Everything's a fucking essay. Who are you talking to? It's just like they saw
Sex
in the
City. Are you
writing
a coffee table book? Yeah. Like, what's going on here?
I don't know where I was going right before that.
I'm sorry.
But anyway.
Yeah.
Yes, boy.
Daredevil.
Sent in a super... Oh, Daredevil. Mm-hmm. Ellen Pompeo plays Karen Page.
In Ben Affleck one?
In Ben Affleck's, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I believe you. She's also in Old School.
Yeah, she's like the main love interest, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's all I got.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yes, boy sent in a super chat. Thank you, yes, boy. Any actor, actress y'all would like to see collaborate with a director? Example, Daniel Day-Lewis, Tarantino, Mia Goth, David Lynch. Mia Goth, David Lynch is pretty fucking great.
I want to see Fincher get some of the new blood up in here. Get some like a
give
like
me
a
Timmy
Chalamet,
with Fincher,
you know?
Give
or
me
like a Sidney Sweeney in a Fincher movie.
Sidney Sweeney,
you know what I mean?
Okay,
yeah.
I want to see Oscar Isaac with David Fincher.
Oh,
yeah. Oscar Isaac with fucking anybody, to be honest.
Adam Driver, do you know the Fincher joint?
No,
no,
he has not.
No, I've not.
No. No, I'm looking for the Zodiac Killers.
I want to see Zodiac 2 coming for your ass.
Still looking for him.
We still can't find him. Where is he? Yeah, that's good.
Oscar Isaac is a good one for Fincher.
I think that would be fucking great.
Yeah.
Let's see. Would be good. Christopher Nolan with John David Washington. No.
Never Let's get Ellen Pompeo up in here.
I thought Nolan and Pattinson was fucking cool. Mm-hmm. Say what you will about Tenet, but Pattinson is awesome in that movie.
Yeah.
I
think M. Night and Josh Hartnett is a great combo.
Oh, that's great.
I think like that. Those are two names that just make sense.
Oh, M. Night and Nick Cage. How the fuck has that not happened yet? Nick Cage.
You're right.
Nick Cage saying M. Night's dialogue. I feel like that's fucking perfect.
Yeah.
Like the quirky,
like I can see
awkwardness.
Him being in Signs. You know what I mean? Like Mel Gibson, you know, was fine in the movie, awesome in the movie. But like Nicolas Cage, I think would have crushed that role too.
That's enough. Stop crying.
Like that could have worked. Fuck. Yeah, that's good, man. Good call.
I know my M. Night.
Yeah.
M. Night's daughter, and she's already.
Yeah.
She's already in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. David Lynch with anybody. I think that's great. One more thing.
Okay. Hit me.
Did you see that image that was about Nolan from Entertainment Tonight? I think it's Entertainment Tonight.
The fuck are you talking about?
Did somebody post this in the This Is Not a Bit?
Okay.
I don't know what this means.
Is this an Apple TV Plus show?
No. Oh, Herman just posted the limited edition steelbook for SpongeBob SquarePants the movie. That looks great.
Did you see Herman went viral on Twitter?
What?
They were doing the Koba meme, where they're saying, like, put Koba in every movie.
Was he the one that did it in the World Trade Center?
Yeah, he did Remember Me.
Shut the fuck up!
I'm pretty sure that was Herman.
Herman, that was you?
Let me pull that up.
Dude,
hold
10
on,
out
hold
of
on.
10 meme, by the way. Hold Very on. Insensitive, but 10 out of 10 meme.
Let me go through my likes, because I laughed at it. Let me see. Yeah, Herman! Yeah! Good job, buddy. That was good. 18,000 likes. Good work, sir.
Anyway. Listen, sometimes the internet fucking wins.
Yeah.
And that's a fucking win for the internet. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. I did see that, but I didn't see it was Herman. That's great. Okay, sorry. Let me pull this up. Nolan, I think it's Entertainment Tonight.
Is this from a junket? Is this from a...
I think there's going to be coverage
a
on
news
him.
Report. This is a scoop.
Tonight?
Is it a hot scoop? What's
Not
going
Entertainment
on?
Entertainment Tonight. Let me just look. Chris Nolan. It was like an image... there's going to be some kind of special... And it could fucking somebody... Chat?
What are you talking about?
Chat? Can somebody help me out here?
Give me clues.
So it's an image that was posted by some outlet to feature something for Nolan. And it was a combination of all of his, like... not all of his, but a couple of his, like, iconic images. So it was, like... I think it had something with Interstellar. It had the totem from... Interstellar. No, it told him from Inception.
These are just images put together?
What's going on? And so people were speculating that, you know, is there going to be some sequel from him, or is it like his next movie, or is it going to be like re-releases or something like that? Hold on, let me see. Let me pull on
the thing. So confused, but
Chris Nolan.
Hoping we get there. We'll see.
Okay, so, oh, sorry, not Entertainment Tonight. Empire Magazine.
Okay.
Big difference.
Okay.
Big difference. And it said, coming soon, and this was the image.
Okay. So it's the totem in front of the, yeah.
But also it's like, yeah, I think there's something with Oppenheimer in there, Interstellar.
It'd be great if it's like, it's something completely different.
Yeah, it's
swap, it's like Lemony Snicket's series of unfortunate. Like another fucking adaptation. Yeah. Like something totally irrelevant to Nolan.
It could probably just be like a fucking box set for all I know.
Oh,
all his movies,
yeah.
You know
that
what I mean?
Probably makes sense.
Probably.
Actually.
But everybody's like, yeah. Inception 2?
Does he have anything in the Criterion collection?
Oh.
Could it be something like that? I'm trying to think of like filmy things that Empire Magazine would report on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I could see that. Celebration. Well, because like the first image that stood out, that's why everyone's saying Inception 2 was the totem, the little spinning thing.
I don't think it would break like that though.
No, not
that
like
seems
that.
Like something that's planned and no one would be like, I'm gonna give this to Empire Magazine.
Yeah.
It's a terrible Nolan impression. I don't think he talks like this at all.
I mean, you could do a sequel to Inception because you could just do anything, right?
You can, but he wouldn't announce it like this.
That's true. Yeah.
I'm seeing through the bullshit.
Okay.
If I'm wrong, then I'm going to apologize.
This will be
next
part
week.
Of our series where we get stories
from.
Yeah,
thanks for reminding me. Yeah, that's a good idea.
So, yeah. He hasn't officially announced anything after. I mean,
he's got a new movie every 3 or 4 years, though. He'll be back.
That is kind of funny, though, to think about. It's like this dude just had an Oscar win, like the biggest movie he's ever had.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna do Inception 2. I'm just gonna fucking do it. I don't give a fuck. Why the fuck not? Because I can do whatever.
It's so weird to be like in his position because he can literally make any movie. And like just being in that mind space, in that headspace, like what do you do in this situation?
Mm-hmm.
Like it's just
whatever comes to his mind. Yeah. He's not usually like from the mind of Chris Nolan though, right?
No.
Not like a Jordan Peele or whatever. You know what I mean?
I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah. But I mean, hey, people complain a lot about there not being enough original films. It's like, this dude's dropping original films for the most part all the time.
Yeah.
In a big way.
Yeah. Even though technically his last one was an adapted.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, not all, but Tenet. Tenet. Interstellar, I think, was based off an original script. Because I know Spielberg was originally supposed to, like, attach to that or something like that. Inception, obviously. Memento. Following, The Prestige. Is that based off a book?
That might be a book.
You sure?
No, but if I were guessing at like a bar trivia, I'd say it's based on a book.
I think you're wrong.
Speaking of which, you want to do anything this week? You want to go to bar trivia?
Brian just asked me to go to bar trivia tomorrow, but I can't tomorrow.
What about Wednesday? I got one on Wednesday. You want to go to?
I don't think I'm doing anything Wednesday. Mm. Maybe
the winner gets a championship belt. And I was like.
What's the theme?
They don't have a theme. It's just kind of. I mean, they do, but they won't reveal it until you get there.
Damn it! It's based off a book.
Ah, points for Cody.
Whatever. Because tomorrow's theme for trivia is '90s. Yeah, I was fucking bummed. Like, damn it, we would fucking rule on that one.
Well, it's a good thing Brian also invited me to that because I could totally go.
You should text him, by the way.
Waiting on the text.
Like, hey, by the way, what are you doing tomorrow?
You go to trivia or anything?
You know, I've been really wanting to do trivia. Do you have
I've
any
been really wanting to go with you specifically, so I was wondering if you had any plans tomorrow night, Brian.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, right, boy, man. Says in the chat, favorite drive-through fast food orders. That's that tongue twister. Drive-through fast food orders. My go-to at Taco Bell these days is 2 cheesy gordita crunches and a grilled cheese burrito with beef.
Whoa.
That's my go-to.
I like, my favorite, this wouldn't be drive-thru, that's Jersey Mike's. Favorite fast food drive-thru, I can't speak. I like me, from McDonald's, McChicken.
Yeah, you talked about your McGangbang.
McGangbang.
Yeah, you like that. That's,
but yeah. I know, but
have
I...
Have you changed it up at all? Have you spiced it up? Have you tried anything?
I've done the spicy chicken sandwich.
Spicy chicken McGangbang?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I mean...
Fair enough.
McGangbang's already...
I apologize.
Pretty spicy.
It is.
Might as well spice it up a little bit more. Yeah. At Jack in the Box, I like getting 2 tacos and a burger.
Yeah. It's lettuce and pickles.
Onions.
Oh, you get onions now?
Yeah, I thought I've always gotten those.
No.
Your
drive thing was just lettuce and pickles?
I like me some onions now. Yes. Raw.
Oh, that's right. We talked about
it. Love me some raw. Mmm, bitch. I love me some raw.
Into that shit like
yes,
an
boy,
apple.
What's your favorite fast food order. Yeah. Let us know.
Let us know, buddy.
All right, folks. We're going to wrap it up here. Every week, we give a shout-out to our patrons, $15 and up. And it's followed by a funny little soundbite. So, if you want to hear your name be shouted out, please join our Patreon, patreon.com/wingers. And, yeah, that'll help us support here us here on this channel. Again, we're going to try to get you a new commentary with audio this time around. But all these super chats and all your support on Patreon, all that is going into our projects, which we're getting pretty close to this new one being done. We're getting pretty close.
Very close.
Getting there.
So close to locking it and submitting it to festivals.
Yeah.
We are so close, and then release it to you guys.
You probably won't get it for a while, but probably not going to get it this year. Just kidding. Well, we'll see. We'll see. Patrons will definitely probably get it first. Another more incentive to join the Patreon.
Hey-o.
There you go. But obviously, if you can't do that, that's cool. Just leave a like on this video. Leave a comment as well. That definitely helps us out. If you've never seen this channel, please subscribe. Thank you. Cody, ready?
Yep.
Aaron Woodley.
It's not just the boulder.
Alec Rumler Young.
It's a rock.
Alexis Lopez.
All right. Hey, ladies.
Arcadio Castellanos.
Oh, yeah.
Billy Storley.
All his semen went to the ceiling and was dripping down.
Bobby Mitchell.
So. Everybody wants you to stop doing that. You're embarrassing yourself.
Brian Arsenault.
I may have been a little overzealous.
Brian D.
Guys, this is great. This is fun. Come on.
Brian King.
Don't fucking listen to me. This is what we're going to do. God damn it.
Chris Jones.
How has been your self-quarantine been?
Cindy Perez. Hi, Cindy.
Shout out to all the moms.
Connor Kennedy.
Normally, I curve to the left.
Elena Marie 10.
Fuck me good. Suck me good.
FS1138.
Fuck me. Fuck me. So good.
Giuseppe.
Gillespie.
Harley Payne.
I like money.
James Lavario.
I said if you feel it.
Yeah.
Ugh. That was I listened to that back. I didn't realize I did that, so I was time coding it last week. Listen to this fucking voice crack again.
I said if you feel it.
Oh.
See that second trailer?
No, I haven't yet. I still haven't.
Don't do it. Don't do it. They still keep in the twins.
Oh, man.
Julia Connor.
That's the lefty, loony, lesbian, liberal media.
I will say, by the way, they changed the line in that second trailer from the first one. In the first one, he's like, you're trying to destroy a tornado. And this one, he's like, you're trying to change the course of tornadoes or something like that.
Trying to change the course of something tornadoes. Like
that. John Noto.
Oh, shit. Sorry, my tab went away.
No.
Justin Van Huan Nguyen.
I need that meat in my life.
Carl Soderbeck.
Oh, I got meat here.
Gad Burger.
Show us that meat, man. We need to see that meat. I want to see it. Yeah.
Kyle Johnson.
Because the meat is really thick.
Maris Thornton.
Can I get a pound of meat?
Why do we have so many meat sound bites? Michael Bittner.
I'm going to have some meat and a salad later because I'm fat.
Nick Wade.
Oh, fuck me.
Owen Hart.
Oh, fuck you.
Ruben E25.
Oh, Xenon.
Sang Lei.
Okay, Xenon.
Senior Film.
Orgasm. Sorry.
Sergio Castaneda. I'm glad I clarified that.
No, I'll get you apologized. Yeah.
Sheridan Ponce.
That's what all the priests told us to talk. Say to them. That wasn't.
Stephanie Merritt.
Listen. I'm like 50. I bet it 500. Jesus.
Stefan Solosi. Sorry.
I had respect for you, lady.
Terry Stockwell.
But now I take it all back.
TJ Jones.
That is a 12-inch cock swinging from a strong, muscular man's body.
Tyler Eklund.
Reach down into your pants.
Vin Kosha.
Find your fucking balls.
And finally.
And your cock.
Wiley Todd.
1 second. This is the tab that I lost. So I gotta pull
okay.
Up again.
Here we go.
Give me a second. Sorry.
Wiley Todd, you're getting a special one here.
All right.
Wiley always gets the special ones here.
Yeah. All right. Here we go.
Has anyone ever seen The Silence of the Lambs? The late, great Hannibal Lecter is a wonderful man. He oftentimes would have a friend for dinner. Remember the last scene? Excuse me, I'm about to have a friend for dinner as this poor doctor walked by. I'm about to have a friend for dinner, but Hannibal Lecter, congratulations, the late, great Hannibal Lecter.
Okay.
Okay, so.
So many things with that.
I get
when Biden has his little slip ups.
Yes. You know,
and they do like, oh, Sleepy Joe, he's old. But what the hell is going on there? What is going on?
He has one of these at least once a week.
What the fuck?
First of all, so many things to unpack. Hannibal Lecter, one, he's never alive to begin with.
Lamb. Has anyone ever seen the Silence of the Lambs?
He's a fictional character.
Right.
Fictional character.
Great Hannibal Lecter.
Late great.
He never died. <You're right. laughs> It says late and great.
He's a wonderful man.
He's a cannibal. He murders people.
Oftentimes would have a friend for dinner.
This is what baffles me. He knows the details enough to get Hannibal Lecter's final quote from the original film.
Remember the last scene? Excuse me, I'm about to have a friend for dinner. Is this?
But he can't distinguish that from Hannibal Lecter not being a real person.
I thought he was like referencing Anthony Hopkins in the beginning, like maybe But remember Anthony, also late great, who's not
he's
dead?
He's still alive.
Doctor,
I think the man probably watched that fucking movie in a hotel while eating McDonald's and is like, dude,
Hannibal Lecter,
watch this crowd.
Congratulations.
Why is he saying congratulations to Hannibal Lecter?
Or
for killing people and getting away with it?
It could be this other side. It might be a little bit of a darker side. That he's fully aware of what he's doing.
Great Hannibal Lecter.
Because I guarantee the crowd was like, yeah, I fucking love Hannibal Lecter, man. Yeah, brother.
It's very sad. I'm just so confused.
And that man's probably going to win. Very sad.
All right, guys.
All right, folks. Enough depressing shit. We're going to get out of here.
Orgasm. Sorry.
We appreciate every single one of you. Make sure you're liking the video, leaving a comment, and we'll see you all.
Xenon.
Next week.
Bye.
Oh,
no. No.
I like money.
Now.
I said if you feel it. It's not just the boulder. It's a rock.
I was going to say, you should do it.
Oh, yeah.
A SpongeBob episode commentary. Very quick, very easy. Two episodes.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I like
but
money.
Which one? That's the question. Hey, by the way.
How has been your self-quarantine been?
If you want to see your comment featured at the end of this video, leave a comment. I go in there. I see a lot of the same faces, which is great. I appreciate you. I want to see some new faces. See some comments in there.
I may have been a little overzealous.
We know your lurkers are out there.
Comment whatever you want to do. Give me anything. I'll put it in there.
Everybody wants you to stop doing that. You're embarrassing yourself.